The storm's on its way, and after a warm October and first half of November, you might not be exactly ready for it. Tonight, we're expecting rain turning to snow, freezing cold temperatures across much of northern Utah, emphasis on freezing. USU Extension horticulturalist and KSL Greenhouse Show host Tom Bettis is with me live on the KSL Newsline. So it seems weird to be talking about this in November, but people are still picking tomatoes out there and growing things in the yard?
They are. I was just out yesterday actually cleaning tomatoes out of my tomato patch preparing for this storm coming in, and I still had perfectly good tomatoes.
Edible, delicious, yeah?
Yeah, edible and delicious, and I'm going to make one last batch of salsa with them.
But you have to get it finished up, like, right now, if you want to preserve anything that's out there at this point, huh?
You do. You really don't want to be out there in the rain or the dark, because as soon as we get a hard frost, which you've already had a few in areas, those tomatoes are going to be ruined, and you really can't use them for much.
Okay, one thing to worry about is harvest, but another is, do you have to winterize your yard? Is this the point when you have to take action today?
What I would worry about are any yard equipment with small engines, getting those out of the rain, getting them in sheds. And I would, if it hasn't been done already, get the gas out of them, get them winterized so that there's no gas sitting in the carburetors.
Oh, put the antifreeze stuff, all that gunk,
yes,
put it in.
Yes, because that the colder it gets, the more that gas will congeal. And then the other thing, and this might not be directly plant related, but with all the winds and things, I would really get everything cleaned up in the yard. You know, if you've got trampolines or something like that, get those secured. Because there's been more than once that I've had neighbors' trampolines flying through the air.
Yeah, I've seen that, actually. I guess the other thing you can do is test the snowblower, right?
You can. And, you know, especially in our bench areas, higher mountain valleys, that's probably going to be needed. And hopefully it's been tested before today. One of my good friends pulled his out and had left gas in there and had to get a new carburetor on his. And so if that hasn't been done, I would get that done very soon.
Ouch. Salt Lake City tied a record. It's the longest stretch of freeze-free days ever. So is there a risk people could still have hoses or sprinkler lines connected that could freeze up tonight?
Yes. The hoses, if those freeze, you actually, in severe situations, run the risk of flooding your basement because the lines will break and that gets in through the drywall and can cause hundreds to thousands of dollars in damage. So get those hoses disconnected, get them drained. Anything with water, if you haven't shut down your sprinkling system, especially if you're on culinary, get that shut down, and if you can, get it drained. You know, that's especially important if you have above ground pipes with water in them, because at 20 degrees, there's a really good chance that those pipes will freeze.